Brilliant. What a great day. Everybody well? Excellent. Well, they've given me a shorter preaching slot this morning. Hooray. How many know that absolutely makes no flipping difference for how long I'm going to speak? No, it actually will. Let me share a great verse with you from the Psalms. I love the Psalms. How many like the Psalms? And it's so encouraging. And Psalm 46, beginning, says this. It starts off by saying, God is. I love it. God is. It says, God is our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in trouble. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't hear this psalm read very often, other than in funerals and that kind of situation, because I mean, no, it's great to know that God is an ever-present help in times of trouble. But you know what? I think it's for far more than funerals. God is an ever-present help. It's what the Word of God says. So if we are in trouble, He's an ever-present help. If we are in blessing, He is an ever-present help. If you're getting the idea, if we are in abundance, He is an ever-present help. If we are in lack, He is an ever-present help. You're getting the idea here. If we are disillusioned, He is an ever-present help. And I just love the thought that, you know what, I think the church is safe. You know, we look at the world and it seems like the whole thing's falling to bits. Have you noticed recently? But I want to tell you something. He's an ever-present help. He's an ever-present help. God is our refuge and strength. The God of Jacob, it says, not just Jacob the man, but Jacob the people. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help. I want that thought to permeate your heart this morning as I share for the few minutes that I have. Let me tell you a story. A number of years ago, my family and I, that's our four girls and my wife, five girls actually, four daughters, one wife, we had the privilege of being in Florida at some of the theme parks. Have you ever been there? And we went to all these theme parks, and you know what? Even back then, my stomach couldn't take the roller coaster. You know what? My girls went on the Incredible Hulk and all of this stuff that's spinning all over the place. My stomach couldn't take it. But one day, we went to a theme park called Wet and Wild. And we walked into this theme park, and as we were walking around, I happened to see, couldn't miss it, this particular ride. And it was indeed a vertical water slide. And I'm looking up at this slide and the fact that I couldn't take the roller coasters. But you know, as I looked up, it was an edge that I felt I could move towards. Even though I couldn't go on that other stuff, some of that stuff was just an edge too far for me. I looked up, and no matter, even though I couldn't see the top of this slide, it almost went into the clouds. Here's some exaggeration. It was so high. I thought, this is an edge that I feel I could move towards. Even though it seemed daunting, I thought, do you know what? This is the edge that I'm going to go for. Here's a question. What does your edge of faith look like at the minute? What does that, as you look at your edge, what kind of faith is there attached to that edge? You see, for my granddaughter Eden, she's not quite two yet, and she comes to our house, her edge at the moment is what she calls walking the plank. Not that we make our granddaughter walk a plank or anything like that, but in our house, it's kind of a split-level living area, and there's a step down, quite a narrow step, but about 4, maybe 5 meters long. And our little Eden, she gets on this step, and with her mummy, not holding on to her, she has to do it herself, she goes along this and says, walk the plank. Walk the plank. I mean, that's quite sadistic to make a child do that, isn't it? But that's her edge. And I think, okay, so that's Eden's edge. What's your edge? What is your plank, if you like, look like at this time? For some of you, your edge or your plank may be a new venture, something that you feel God has laid on your heart. I don't know. Maybe for others of you, that is your plank or your edge is to maybe join a ministry of the house that you've never been a part of before. And for you, that seems like an edge that you can move towards. Or maybe it's to do with your level of giving. Maybe your edge or the thing that you can see is that your level of giving can rise. I don't know, but there will be an edge that you can look and think that you can move towards. Here's my encouragement to you this morning, that you all find an edge that you can move towards. Knowing this, He is an ever present yeah. help. Come on. Yeah. He is an ever present help. So I'd seen this vertical slide and I thought, right, I'm going to go on this. And out of the whole family, there was only me and our Rachel who were brave enough. They'd all been on the roller coasters, didn't fancy the height. Rachel and I went up to the top of this slide. And of course, it seemed like forever to get there. There's no lift. You had to walk up. And I don't know, it was some ridiculous height. Took us quite a while to get there, I can tell you. But something, as I was climbing up that ladder, the steps that went round, something I discovered. I didn't get the complete picture of the edge until I arrived at the edge. I couldn't see that high. I couldn't see what was going on. For me, it's just I sit on this bench and I slide down and I have a lot of fun. When I got to the top, I discovered that it looked a little bit different. So if I can take you through the process of what happens in case you haven't been on that vertical water slide, here we go. So you get to the top platform where people were queuing, and at the side was this, what I can only describe as a capsule, basically, like an astronaut's capsule. And as I looked inside, only a small kind of area, as I looked inside, the edge for the slide was inside, but you couldn't see it. What there was an X that marked the spot where you were to go in and stand, and one at a time, and they would release. So let me tell you what happened. There was an X that marked the spot, and underneath the X was a trap door. I didn't know that. Would I have gone up this, knowing that there was a trap door at the top of there? Too right, I would. So that was the deal. And what made it worse was this was an enclosed capsule. So you didn't know what was going to happen. So here's the deal. There's this big dude sat at a desk outside the capsule with a big red button in the middle of his desk. And his sole responsibility in life, or his job, was for him to press this button which released the trap door for you to fall. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this when you go into a store or you're going to buy something, you're going to a leisure place, you're going wherever people are serving you, or and you know that in this person's eye, it says, "I hate my job." Have you ever been to a place like that? And you know, I'm looking in this guy's eyes, and my turn's coming along, of course, and I'm next in line, and this guy, I reckon this is what he was saying to me. He didn't say it, but in his eyes, he's looking at me and thinking, who's he think he is? You know, he's obviously the old dad that's come up to show his kids up. And this guy who hated his job, his eyes were saying to me, "Hey, man. So you think you're the cool daddy? I'm gonna make you sweat." And I got into this capsule and I'm stood on this spot, on the edge closed capsule. The only thing I could see, I had a little glass window in front of me that revealed how high I was. So hold that thought for a minute, because this is what I want to say to you. Sometimes this is how it feels when we're stepping out in faith and we're on our edge. We don't get the complete picture. You know, I didn't know what was going to go on when I thought I can move towards this. How many know that when we're going towards an edge, God reveals things to us as we're going along? If we know the whole story, maybe we'd say, God, that's not for me. But God starts to unravel the story as we go along. And so as we're stepping out in faith, sometimes we don't get the complete picture till we get near the edge. But I want to tell you this. Right beside us is our ever-present help. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help. Are you hearing this? The God of Jacob is our refuge. He is our refuge and our strength. And so I want you to imagine me stood in this capsule, everything's closed off. You know, this guy outside, he could have pressed that button as I'm stood on that cross for 1 second or left it for 10, and I wouldn't have known what was happening. How many know what that might feel like? Anyway, I want to say this, that when I was on that edge, it could be like this. It could be that I was stood on that edge, on that X marks the spot, on that trapdoor, not seeing anything, with a balloon in my hand. And of course, how many know I'm going to give you a balloon this morning? You're going out with a present. And the whole idea, of course, is that sometimes in faith, when we go to our edge, when we're stood on our edge, and that's where I was, I couldn't see anything beneath me. I didn't actually know that there was a slide underneath me. They could have moved that chute for all I knew. I didn't know that at the time. And sometimes we feel like that when we're coming to our edge and we want to step over the edge, we want to go beyond the edge. I felt I was stood there with my balloon, and there came a point just before I fell where I released my balloon because I was going past my edge. I'd walked to my edge, but now I was going into a season that was beyond my edge. Is this making sense? And it was a point where I said, God, I've got to trust you. And my balloon went. Now, how many know that there was a point where I was stood in that capsule? I could see forward, I couldn't see under, but here's the deal. I found myself in free fall. Woo! The guy outside, eventually, after making me sweat, he pressed the button, the doors opened underneath me, and I found myself in free fall. And this is how it looked. When I fell through that open door, suddenly I was in the outside in an open channel. Not a closed channel, an open channel. Some serious miles up in the sky. Okay, several hundred feet or whatever it was. And I was falling at the speed of sound-ish. That was the picture that I had when this guy pressed the button on me. And this is what I want to say to you very simply, that when we go beyond our edge, some things go beyond our control. Understand that when we go to our edge, and we can go to our edge, we can see the edge, we kind of half know what's going on around us. But what, you know, when we, in God, we step out in faith and we say, God, this is beyond me. This edge is beyond me. I'm going to step over the edge and I'm going to start trusting you for some stuff. How many know that sometimes we are out of control and we so love to be in control? But when we go beyond our edge, there are some times where we feel and will feel out of control. I didn't know the outcome. It's what I call, at this point, it's what I call squeaky bum faith. Have you ever been there? Something made you laugh anyway. Have you ever been in that place where you're literally throwing yourself onto God and you're saying, God, I've done everything I can. I've come to my edge with my faith, with my balloon, and I am now stepping over the edge, releasing this balloon and believing you and trusting you to do some things that I could never do. It's squeaky bum faith. Let me tell you, there have been many times at TCC, at today's community church, where we've been like that. Where it's almost like, God, we feel like we're out of control. We've taken the church to an edge. And I believe, again, and I share it with you, that I believe that God as a church is taking us right to the edge. And there's a point where we will step off the edge and we are in the control of Him. Amen. We are in control of the one who is an ever-present help. Now that makes me feel a lot better. Understanding that God is our refuge and our strength. You know, we've been in that place many times before, and I actually believe we're there right now as a church. We're in a season right now where we've come right to the edge, where to some degree we've stepped over that edge. We released our balloon and say, God, we are now in your control. You know, on that day when I was on that slide, I'm so glad that there was a chute under the trapdoor. I'm so glad, even though it was free fall, there wasn't kind of anything stopping my speed, or I'm so glad there was something under there. I want to tell you, in the stuff that we step over that edge for God, underneath are the everlasting arms of God. Understand that. We're not on our own in this stuff. It's not some big dude who's on the outside trying to make a sweat, pressing the button. How many know God isn't like that? His arms are underneath us and ready to catch us as we place ourselves under His control. And so let me finish by saying this. As we walk to the edge today together in our giving, we release our balloon. We're saying, God, we're going to our edge. This is what we can do. We're giving what we can give. We're stepping out in our new venture. We're kind of stepping out in our giving, whatever that is to you. Kind of go to our edge. And as we release our balloon together later on outside, we're saying, God, we're placing ourselves in the everlasting arms. We're placing ourselves in the one who is ever present. Whether you feel in trouble today, whether you feel elated today, whether you're disillusioned today, whether you're on the mountaintop today, we place ourselves in the hands of the ever present help. I love this scripture towards the end where many of you will know where it goes. The ever present help says this. Be still. Come on. Be still and know that I am God. I'm like, wow, God. Lord, that makes that edge so much bearable. It almost encourages me to go towards that edge in my life that I've been, you know, even when I've looked and it looks daunting and I've thought maybe it's an edge I can go to, but I feel a bit reluctant to know that He says, be still and know that I am God. Even when I'm on that edge, He says, be still and know that I am God. I love it. I hope, well, you pretty obviously know by the nature of the fact that I'm stood here this morning that I made it to my destination on that slide. I went in free fall forever, and there's water going down this slide, and eventually the slide started to come round on the curve like that, and the water eventually slowed me down, and my family, you would think, would be there greeting me at the bottom. They were there clapping me. And as I got to the bottom, the water slowed me down. And I got off that slide rather wet through, but feeling very confident and courageous that I'd stepped out. And I just want to encourage you this morning. We've had this series on the edge, and we've encouraged you and believe that God is nudging us towards an edge. And you know, your edge might look quite different to the water slide. It may look more like the roller coaster that I didn't feel that I could go towards that edge anymore. I felt, okay, I can go for this slide. Do you know what? Yours may be more of a 3-meter slide in your garden, but it's an edge. And I want to nudge and encourage you to go towards your edge, because the ever-present help is with us. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help. Come on, let's pray a moment. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. I just want to pray, actually. This is what I'm going to do in a moment, which is exactly what I did in my small group last week. At the end of our time together, just a few of us gathered in a home. And I just felt, you know, I just felt the peace of God. I don't know if you've ever been in a place and you know, you may in a time of prayer, maybe not in a time of prayer, maybe in a time of trouble, or and I just felt an overwhelming sense of God's peace. And as I prayed in that group, I shared it with them. And I shared something like this: you know, God doesn't want us to be fearful. I just sense the peace of God right now. And that was for the people in that room, all kinds of different families, different situations, different edges that they're believing God for. And I said this: you know what? I just believe that God is saying that He's on the case. That whatever circumstance you have at this time, that God is on your case. And I believe that for you this morning. I believe wherever you are, some of you may feel in turmoil this morning. Some of you may be grieving. Some of you may be fearful. Some of you may just feel elated and like, hey, give me the roller coaster. Wherever you are on that towards your edge, I just want to say that God is. God is. In your situation, God is. In your circumstance, God is. Come on, let faith rise. In your household, God is. In your venture, God is. In your family, God is. In your loss, God is. In your encouragement, God is. An ever-present help. And so, Father, we give ourselves to You this morning. Lord, symbolically, after we've given our first fruits offering today, we will each take a balloon. And we'll gather outside, holding our balloon, hundreds of balloons together. God, and together, at the right time, we will all release the balloon as we metaphorically step over the edge, step beyond what we feel is our edge. And maybe, Lord, over the next few weeks, that maybe feel for us like a bit out of control. But I want to thank You, Lord, that when we release that balloon, Lord, what we do is we place ourselves in Your trust, in Your control. And so, Lord, as we do that symbolic thing, I believe a real faith step this morning for us as a church. Lord, we thank You that as we do that in unity, Lord, we know that You'll command the blessing in the name of Christ. So take fear from us, Lord. Let faith arise in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you.